Good.
Yes, sir.
No, G, we need you. No. What the philosopher there?
Hello.
What's going on? Waiting on Row.
G.
Probably gonna kick him out.
That's good. No.
Okay.
He's gonna cut off.
Do it for me.
All right.
Well, I know Ro at work, so he'll try to pop back in, and we can try to pull him back up and see what happens. So we're back, all new episode from Run and Tell That Podcast, and tonight's episode is episode 67. How do you feel about a significant other still in contact with an ex? So who wants to start off?
I'll start off. I have a buddy at work telling me, he said he asked his wife one day, how would you like not to see me for a few days? And she said, that sounds good to me. He said, so I'm blocking both of my eyes.
What the hell?
He said he blocking both of our eyes.
You know, wow. We got to be mindful. Now, again, it depends on your relationship, too. If your partner can't handle that, then you might need to let it go.
Yeah.
And you might have to keep it on, or you may have to keep it on the low.
Yeah.
But some people do keep in contact with their past. They do.
But here's the thing. Now, you know, if my significant other, it would be different if she had kids by another man. That makes a difference. But if she doesn't have any children by another man, hell no. Kelly, you can't see no.
I think you should not. It is a form of disrespect. Regardless, if she gave you permission, automatically, out of respect, you should not be doing that.
All right. Yeah, that okay. Makes sense.
Okay.
Yes.
So it don't matter what kind of history you guys had.
No. I mean, if you break up with the person and you moved on, and so you could say, oh, she's still a friend of mine. We just friends. Bullshit.
Okay. Okay. So you still think there might be some sexual undertones, some sexual tension there?
Of course. May not be every conversation you have, but you're connected because of that. Right?
I agree with that. No, I agree.
Hello? I heard, but nobody else responding.
Mm-hmm. But as far as me, I don't, like, when it comes to, like, exes and stuff, I don't deal with them. Because what can happen is also what can turn from an innocent conversation can turn to something else sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, you know, mm-hmm. reminiscing of things that you used to do and stuff like that. So sometimes it's better, you know, to just once you're an ex, you're an ex. Sever those ties. Yeah.
No, I will be honest. There is one gentleman that I used to be in a relationship with that was before the person I'm seeing now. And multiple times he's tried to make attempts to get back with me early on when I was first seeing this person I'm seeing now. But I really had to say, you know, I've moved on. I moved on. My heart is with somebody else. I'm not with you anymore. You know, so you gotta mm-hmm. respect that. Yes, I still have the person's number. I actually need to delete it, but I don't see him in the same light as I used to see him. So I don't see him in that way, right? I just see him as now, you know, he was somebody I used to know and that's it. So it's all a matter of how you place them in your life, right? if you've truly moved on and you still have that number, but you know where you, that person's place is on the totem pole, then and you know, to me, I guess I might be okay with that because it's been made clear I'm not interested in you anymore. I have somebody else, you know.
Yeah.
If you still
Well,
need to make that known.
nah, with me, once you become an ex, that's it. Like, you are no longer in my phone. Far as
Well,
social media,
how
we
did
ain't,
you leave?
I shut all
How
that
did,
down.
yeah, but how did you end that relationship? Was it an ugly ending or was it a mutual ending?
Well, some was ugly, some was mutual, but I put them all in one category.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, I don't spin the block, so I don't.
Right.
Once you become an ex, then that's it. Like, there's no
Yeah.
need for us to. If I see you in passing, I'm gonna speak, but
Right.
that's about it. Yeah, I'm
That's
not gonna
about it. Yeah,
ruin
I feel like that's the
you.
same energy.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Same energy. Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with everybody. Hey, G Man, Kim. I don't know what they're doing. Okay.
I can't
Yeah.
even hear whispering. The normal whispering that goes on.
He may be muted.
No, he's not.
Music
But
blind you.
yeah. But bro, how you feel about it?
About what? I talking about that weird shit y'all talking about? That shit's weird.
So you don't think
Yeah,
so? Yeah, that's
me and
weird.
Ro, we think the same. We think the same. I don't call it weird. He calls it weird,
I
but
do.
we think the same though. Like, we just don't move like that.
Hey guys, can y'all hear us? All right, go ahead.
Hear you
Yeah,
now.
I believe we was losing your signal.
Yeah.
But I also want to know, we talking about this. We Gigolo, we heard you talk. Casanova, Don Juan. What's the other famous lover? Me, G talked about Sunday. Rudolph Valentino.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Me, G had us a good time up there. Hey, anyway, but now, Kelly, we got to ask you a question. I'm going to ask you a question. We're going to, okay. So we talking about these significant others. F. Okay. It's contacts. Okay. Regardless of how that relationship ended, are the contacts still in your phone?
Regardless, no,
If it
it
ended
makes
well
a
or if it ended bad.
it makes a difference how we ended that relationship. Now, if it was ugly or you disrespected me, oh, it's over. I deleted
What
you.
about what
But
why you gotta keep
if
it in that if it's good?
we respectfully went our separate ways and we left as friends, and you have carried on with somebody else, and I have carried on with somebody else, then I feel as long as we don't cross that line, which I never have, then it's okay. It's how you go about it and how you have that other person respect you in your other relationship. If I can respect you because you moved on and wish you the best, and you say that to
Oh.
me, then we're good.
Okay.
Then wait. Then at that point, you're in a different light now. You're in a different category. You're not the same as if somebody disrespected you or just ended ugly or whatever, or you can't manage it because I moved on. That's different.
Okay.
I
Well, I'm
have
asking
a
this.
few boyfriend ex-boyfriends that have moved on, that are married, that are doing other things, you know what I mean?
I understand. Can I ask you this then?
Did you put that good good on him?
Oh my gosh.
That's a philosopher.
Now, did you put that good on him and he think he could get on me later?
this is why I still, you know, because I have, you know, ended it properly. We've ended it on good terms. They respect me and I respect them. You've moved on, I've moved on. I say hi every now and then. You may say hi. I'm just checking in on you. Hope you're doing well. And that's as far as it goes.
Okay, but are the contacts still in your phone?
that you get chance.
I do still have a few contacts. Yes.
We ask. Oh no, baby.
I do. I do.
Why? Hell no. Why? Why is the contact still on your phone? This is him talking.
I just explained to you. I just explained to you why.
So my thing is, why do you still have your ex-boyfriend contacts on your phone? Why?
Damn it.
I don't know why you're asking the same thing. I'm going to tell you the same thing.
No. Okay, so, well, maybe I need to be quiet. Y'all keep
talking. No matter how you ask me, I'm going to give you the same answer. I just took 5 minutes explaining it. I don't understand why you're repeating yourself when I've just told you. No matter how you tell me.
What, Cal? It's not a good night. Cal, how'd you feel if I was your man and I had my ex contact still in my phone?
Even though it's a matter. It would be the same. I would view it as the same as how I'm viewing the reason why I keep mine.
Okay. Well, Kelly, I'm gonna have me about 5 exes at least in my phone. I'm not like the gigolo now, but I'm gonna have at least 5.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
That way, but would that be cool with you?
It is, as long as you look, you tell me that, okay, you tell me the same thing I just told you. I that it has nothing to do, as long as it stays in your hand, in your right hand on the phone, as long as it stays right there, then I'm good with it. But if it leaves your hand, what's on your phone out of that in public or whatever, or you go over there, that's a different story.
Okay, well, at least
you see what I'm saying.
I understand.
You got control of it right there in your hand.
Yeah. So I guess ain't nothing else I can say.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us how y'all feel about that.
Feel about what?
Got a lot of numbers talking about. To delete.
Yeah, hell, you know what we're talking about.
Got a lot of numbers to delete.
I don't know what the hell y'all talking about. And I'm going to need for y'all to know.
That's right. They said you got a lot of numbers. You got to delete.
I got nothing. I don't know what you're talking about. Nothing. I ain't got a thing.
Like I said, you know, I ain't going to put you on blast, Gigolo. I ain't going to put you on blast because that ain't what I do.
Yeah, don't put him on blast.
At the end of the day, you know you've done well over time.
Yes.
Relationships have been good and bad for you.
Yes. Yeah.
Like all of us,
yes.
Much experience.
Yes.
You
know, like I yes.
Said, just make you seasoned.
Yes. He's seasoned as him said, like Lori.
Like Lori seasoning.
Lori seasoned.
What I'm trying to figure out is, why it seem like they coming for me? It's just me and you and Cat, me and you, Callie. Why they?
I don't know. I respect Gerard's decision because that's how he wants to handle it, right? That's how he wants to handle it. And whoever's with him, that's between him and her, how he wants to handle it.
Well, let's look at it this way. Suppose we had multiples out there.
Multiple what?
I mean, if we got multiples, how does the game change when there's multiple partners in the game?
What do you mean? Are you saying exes or are you saying active right now? What are you talking about?
Exes, because like I said, don't forget, the multiples become exes after a while. So like I said, but we're still in the game. True. Even though you have multiples, sometimes the multiples become exes.
I'm still not understanding what you're saying.
Are y'all asking if you're dealing with multiple people?
Go for it.
At once. If you're dealing with multiple people.
I never deal with, no. I don't do that. I don't do that. I do.
I'm thinking that's where they're going with it.
Yeah, that's the reason I'm heading. Because sometimes,
I don't do that.
Sometimes one don't meet all the needs.
I don't do that.
Sometimes it takes three or four, Callie, I don't do that either.
I'm in agreement with Callie. I don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You start agreeing with Callie. Mm-hmm.
I agree with Callie. I agree with Callie 100%.
Okay. Thank you.
Just saying.
Gerard, we're going to have a long talk one day, bro.
I don't know what we have to talk about.
Don't think of Gerard. Don't think of him.
All I know is, the question was, initial question was, why did Callie have the numbers in her, like the X's number in her phone? And she had explained it already twice.
Right.
Twice. She explained it to me.
Gerard.
She explained it to me when y'all couldn't hear it. And then she explained it again after y'all
Thank you.
Know,
and I'm good with Callie's. I'm not quite sure I'm good with yours.
Mine is I don't deal with exes. I don't deal with exes.
I'll try to get off of it.
Hey. Yeah, me and Ro think the same. The only thing is Ro say it's weird. I don't say it's weird. I just don't deal with them. No, but he said as far as like dealing, we're not talking about that. What we're saying is, as far as like still having communication with an ex, me and Ro think the same. We don't deal with exes. Once you become an ex, then that's what you are. If I see you in the street, I'll speak to you, but I don't need your number in my phone.
Well.
Even speak to you. I keep it pushing. Hey, like I don't even notice you, your mama, your kids.
Huh. Wait. But you guys are coming across as if they've done. You guys. So can I ask you this, Ro and Gerard? When you guys say that, you're saying it with a tone like their asses are bothering you. But are you saying it in a tone as in, once I moved on, I moved on. I don't care to look back. What are you saying?
I moved on, and I don't want to look back. I'm not going to look back. No matter how it ended, we could have looked at each other and said, "You know what? You're going to go your way. I'm going to go my way." Yep. Now you are ex. I put all of them in one box.
But there's so many scenarios to life that happens that could bring you guys back together. What if 10 years down the road, I'm just giving a scenario. Just listen, hear me out. Mm-hmm. What if you got married, she got married, da-da-da-da, 10 years down the road, hey, you just happened to be divorced or whatever like that, and you somehow run into each other. You guys didn't end ugly. You guys ended mutually. But what the heck? There was nothing wrong with the relationship.
I felt like this. If it was like that, then why did we end?
Because maybe something back then took you. Okay. It could have been a natural cause reason. It could have been you got relocated. It could have been, you know, she had a family member that died or something or whatever like that. It could have been a regular schmegler reason, and you just chose to separate. So you're going to be that mean and just cut the hell off of the person? What the hell?
It ain't being mean.
It is being mean.
No,
okay.
For me.
Well, I see it as being mean.
There's a reason. Well, for me, there's a reason why I feel the way I feel about it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
The reason why is because at one point in time when I was younger, I used to be friends with exes. And then next thing you know, we still got each other's phone number, and next thing you know, conversations that are being had that shouldn't have been had.
Okay.
And by this time, I'm in a relationship. So now it's looking like I'm entertaining what this person is saying. So I'd rather just not deal with it at all. But like I said, I don't have any ill feelings. I don't spin the block. I just don't spin the block on relationships. That's just me. I've always been like that. I don't spin the block.
So because you've always deleted, or cut off, has anybody ever happened to run into you again?
Yeah, I've had a few, but there was, like I said, I speak. You know, how your family doing? Good. How my family doing? Oh, they doing good. I keep it moving. There was, I mean, I don't, if it was a mutual breakup or if it was a breakup where it wasn't bad, I'm still, if I see you, I'm going to speak to you. That doesn't mean that the door is still open for us to get back together. No, I'm still going, I'm not going to be an asshole to you. Even the ones where the breakup was bad, I'm not an asshole. I still, if I see you, I speak, but yeah, I don't spend the block on, I just don't spend the block on relationships.
I had a relationship, almost 10 years ago where we were really good. I was, his family absolutely loved me, blah, blah, blah. But he ended up getting a job that would take him out of state, and he literally had to move out of state. And he had to very kindly to me say, you know, I think we are going to have to break up because I'm having to move. You know, I mean, my kids and my family were here, and he thought it was best. I didn't agree with him, but he felt like that's what was best. So it was a little hard for me, but we have kept each other's numbers. But every now and then he reaches out, and what you just said, just checking on you, how you doing, everything good, blah, blah, blah. And that's as far as it goes. That's it. So when I say to leave it on your, in your hand, on your phone, as long as it stays in that context, and it doesn't go any farther than that, I don't see a problem with that, because you're checking it right there. You're checking it right here in your hand. You're keeping it respectful.
Okay.
Like, and they know I'm seeing somebody. This person, this person knows that I've been seeing somebody, and he respects that. There's a couple of people that know that I'm seeing somebody, and they totally respect that. They never cross the bounds of, you know, we need to hook up and all that kind of stuff. You see what I'm saying? So if you could have those kind of people in your life that respect those boundaries, then there's no, I feel there's no reason to, you know, I mean, you got on with your life, I've gone on with my life, I'm just checking on you, you know, no foul, no, you know, that's it.
I mean, I don't knock anybody that hold on to certain numbers. I just, like I said, I just don't.
Yeah. Trust me, there are ones that ended badly and disrespectful and whatever like that. And I've definitely taken them off my phone because I don't need that energy. I don't want to be around that. Right. But if you respect me and where I'm at in my life, then I see that in the way you move, then it's okay. That's all I'm saying.
We got a message from Queen.
Queen.
Okay. I agree with both of them. Once you're an ex, you're a fucking ex, and that is what it is. Now, I'm not going to be so mean. I see you and, well, yes, I will. It depends on what type of ex you was and how the fuck we broke up. But, now, if we broke up on mutual terms and we was like, this just ain't going to work. I see you on the street. Hey, how you doing? This my husband, you know, kids, whatever. But if we fucking broke up and I hate your fucking guts, bitch, I won't even fucking piss on you to put you out if you was on fire. So, yeah, it just depends on how we broke up and what type of ex you are. Queen, I just bitch.
There you go. But I'm cool with it, Gerard. I get where you're coming from. I get it.
And I understand where you're coming from. Like I said, I've dealt with people that were still friends with their exes or whatever. And I mean, that's to each his own. I mean, for me, I just rather, if you're an ex, I'm not gonna spend a lot. It ain't gonna happen. Like,
yeah.
It ain't gonna happen.
Alrighty, gentlemen.
I'm trying to get them to unmute because you know after a certain point it'll drop them if they stay unmuted too long.
Especially the one with the star.
Well, all that sounds good and all. But I still say that shit's weird. Number one. Number two, I feel like it's showing the person I'm with the respect that I'm not going to take a call or text, anything like that from an ex, no matter how we ended it. You know, it's just in the past. You know, all the talking that we had to do should have been done when we was together. Now we're not together. We don't need to talk. And, you know, depending on how I feel on any given day, I may not talk to you or none of your family members when I see them. Don't mean I wish ill will, just that I don't want to fucking talk to you.
Why you gotta say it like that? I don't want to fucking talk to you.
I mean, it's...
Golly. When you say that to me, bro, when you say, Cal, I don't want to fucking talk to you. Damn.
You know, me and him being brothers, I'm the nice one. So that says I'm the nice one. He's the mean one. So at least I will speak. You know what I'm saying?
Golly.
Well, we got two messages.
We got three. Elizabeth, I see you.
But yeah, Gerald, listen. Okay. So I got an ex. I got a couple exes. Okay. My three oldest kids' dad and my middle kids' dad, I can't stand them bitches, neither one of them. And, you know, it ain't that, you know, yes, it is. Them bitches, I hate them bitches, both of them hoes. but I, like, you're right, I don't spend a block on exes. I really don't. I just can't. Because, bitch, once I move on, I'm done. And it ain't even that, you know, all my exes I had bad blood with, because a couple of them, you know, we cool, but you still not gonna be on my phone because I have a husband, you know, I don't want them problems. So that's what it is. Clean out this bitch back.
Play the next one.
Like I said, there are some exes that I hate their fucking guts, like my two baby daddies. I hate them bitches. I wouldn't piss on them to put them out in a fire and a whole motherfucking blaze. I wouldn't piss on them bitches to put them out. So, it's crazy that queen out this bitch.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I agree with Callie. It just depends on how you guys broke up. Because you could have just came to a mutual agreement that you guys are better off friends than lovers. A lot of people end up doing that, and they end up being best friends, and then their exes end up being best friends with the currents. And it's weird dynamic, but you don't meet people by coincidence, right? Everything is already designed for you. And it's so weird. Yeah, if it's a respectful situation, then I don't see anything wrong with it. But if it's an ex, like one of the gentlemen said, you're in a new situation and they're still coming at you like, you know, that, then you shouldn't do it. Shouldn't do it at all, because there's no respect and boundaries there. You must have respect and boundaries with any situation. All right. Mwah.
Good afternoon, Ro, Gerard, Kelly, Girl, and G-Man. Hope you for a while. Shout out to your listeners. How do you feel about a significant other still in contact with an ex? I had to reevaluate myself recently because I'm doing my best to become a better Muslima in the practicing of Islam. And, you know, prior to becoming a more practicing Muslim, or even before becoming Muslim, you know, I had no issues with, you know, a partner or even myself maintaining contact with an ex, provided that it is platonic, right? However, as I've become more practicing in Islam, I now see an issue with it. So I don't personally believe it is appropriate to be in contact with an ex unless it's like strictly on topics like children, for example.
Because guys, think about this. If you have kids, before you got with your new significant other, you and your child's mother or father didn't work out, and now you're in a new relationship that's still considered to be an ex, and you have children with that person, or a child with that person, and you have to be in communication with that person for the sake of the child, so it's the same thing. But it's just some kids thrown in there. So, and y'all probably can't even stand each other, but you ain't got no choice but to talk to them, right? So if it was a healthy dynamic, then you're still going to be in contact with your ex who you have children with, and y'all going to have a great friendship. So it can be done. It's just all about the maturity, the emotional intelligence of it, the respect and boundaries, period.
Well, the thing with that also, because me and my son's mom, we broke up before my son, like right before he was born. But we had like a rocky type parenting relationship, but it got better as he got older. But it was never different because we had a child together. I feel like this, if I don't have a kid with you and we break up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no ties.
I just don't, there's no ties. There's no reason. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I'm not like Roe. Roe said on a given day he won't speak to the kids or to the family or whatever. I mean, I will speak. I will see, you know, ask how you doing or whatever, how your family doing, you know, vice versa. I'm not. I'm just saying. But I'm just not going, I don't see the point of me, first off, even if it was a good breakup, still having your number. You know what I'm saying? I don't see the point of it. But like I said, there are a lot of people that I know that they cool with it. You know what I'm saying? They cool that, you know, no matter what the breakup was, they still have that ex or exes phone numbers or whatever, and they still communicate here and there or whatever. But I don't knock it. It's just not me. And I feel like when you throw if you throw the dynamic of the kid of a child in there, that's different. It makes it a whole different dynamic at that point. Because at the end of the day, I still got to deal. I have to deal with this person. 18 years or whatever, plus, you know what I'm saying? Whatever the child is going through later on. So that's a bond that I'm going to have. If I ain't got no kid with you, I ain't got no bond with you. So there's no reason, you know what I'm saying, for me to hold on to something. No, I don't want to be your friend. Like, it doesn't. Why would I want to be your friend? We had all that time when we was in a relationship to be friends. There was a reason why we broke up. It could be, like you said, something simple, or it could have been something major. At the end of the day, we broke up. Because whatever it was that the reason why we broke up, we couldn't repair it. It was something that we couldn't repair. So why do I want to be friends with you?
Like, so that was a negative ending. But what if it was positive?
Even if
it can be positive, I still don't
want to
talk to you.
I mean,
okay,
positive,
but also another thing, you guys are making it sound like people are calling each other every day on a regular basis. It's not like that.
I understand what you're saying, but I'm just saying, like, for me personally,
yeah,
I don't want to talk. I don't need to talk to you. I mean, right. if we had a relationship. The relationship didn't work out. It don't matter if we ended it mutually on good terms, bad terms. However, the way that I function, I'm deleting you out. Matter of fact, as we're talking about the breakup, I've already started deleting you out. I'm deleting your pictures, your contact. I'm already changing passwords immediately as we end this conversation. You know, it's like, we don't have ties, so it's not that I'm mad. I don't feel bitter, upset. It's just that you have now become somebody that was in a category that I don't associate myself with. So if I don't associate with people, you go in that category, I just can't, we can't deal with each other. You know, so that's what it is. Cause there are people that's in my phone now that I'm cool with. I don't talk to them either. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just one of them deals, you know, but it's like, we're good. We ended good. You go your way, I'm going my way. I'm not fixing to get into a new situation and I still have footprints of the old situation. Cause that's what it is. Now, I don't want the new person to feel like they got to look over their shoulder when there's nothing there. Because it will be something that can potentially become a conversation for no reason. So why even have that?
Yeah.
You know, and then back to what y'all was saying earlier, it can also introduce conversations that can take place that don't need to take place. If you're in a new situation or if they're in a new situation and they having issues, they just randomly call you or reach out to see you, and now y'all talking about a conversation that y'all shouldn't be having. So it's not about the person wants you back. It's just that comfort zone of saying, oh, I can talk to you about this. You know what I mean? So then that's when it gets mm-hmm. in that tricky situation. So it's just best not to deal with it for me.
Yeah.
But I don't knock anybody. I just call people weird. That's all.
I don't call people weird. I don't call people weird. I just don't knock anybody. I don't call people weird. Because like Ro said, I mean, what end up happening is for some, not for all situations, but for some situations, now you opening that door to that pillow talking. So now this person, you feel like you cool with
but
this
person.
But
that's if it goes in there. Because y'all have a thing. Like that's where it's always going to go.
No, that's not what I said. What I said was you have. What I said was you have some situations. Yes.
So I would agree with that.
Some situations. I don't put all of it in one. I said some situations where pillow talk get put in there, and now whatever is going on in your home, because this person is an ex and y'all cool, and you want somebody to talk to about it. Now you're opening that door for this person to know what's going on in your home. So that's what I'm saying. It's like, I'd rather avoid all that myself.
Yeah.
And that's why. But gotcha. I don't call nobody weird if they, you know, still hey, cool. That's not my cup of tea.
It's not your.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But we got a bunch of messages.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Good topic, people.
So recently, you know, I actually had a conversation with someone here on Stereo about, can men and women be friends with each other? And for a long time, I have held the belief that men and women can, in fact, be just friends with each other if there is no, like, natural attraction to each other. However, I thought about that discussion since then, and I've done more research, and I've even dived into this topic within my own religion in Islam, and my position has changed. I don't personally at this point believe that men and women can be in a platonic only friendship with each other. I think there will always be that temptation, even if it's a quiet temptation.
Now, I had to look at the question. How do I feel about significant others being in contact with exes? Now, my husband, we have 14 kids in between us. So, you know, he have a couple baby mamas that I have to respect the fact that they have kids together. So, I don't have a problem with that. His baby mamas know I would slap the shit out of them. For that shit. Don't come at him no type of way, cause he gonna tell me. So don't come at him no type of way. We cool. But yeah, in that aspect, I just like he has to respect the fact that I have other kids with other people. We do, and it's crazy. Queen Octus is fine.
For example, I am a mother of two children from a previous marriage, and In day-to-day life, I do not maintain contact with my ex, aka my father's children, unless it is absolutely necessary. Outside of our children and raising and rearing our children, we do not have any friendship with each other. We don't hang out with each other. We don't keep up with each other's personal lives. And personally, I actually like it that way. I don't really wish to be involved with him more than necessary, and he is likewise the same. Unless occasionally he does keep tabs on me. But I don't personally do that to him. So, yeah, I think people need to have boundaries with exes.
Not necessarily, Gerald. I'm sorry. Let me bring my manners. Shout out to the panel. How you guys doing? Shout out to the audience. I hope everybody's well. This is your girl, Nubia Remy Ramifications. Remy Ram. Now, Gerald, I hope I say your name right. I'm so sorry if I butchered it. Not necessarily that you have to deal with this person, because you can actually take them to court, get your rights, and you don't have to speak to them at all. But in most cases, people do not like going to court about children. So they make an agreement to speak with each other and deal with whatever comes with it. But a gentleman that I know, and also my brother, took their child's mother to court, won the case, and don't have any contact with that person. They just deal with the children. So I think it just all depends on what you really, it's your choice. It's not really, you know.
I personally think that anyone who is like close friends with an ex while they are married to someone else, and you know, whether there's, you know, children involved or not, there definitely shouldn't be lines that are crossed. I think people that are like best friends, or you know, like they hang out with each other outside of responsibilities of their children and everything, I personally give them a side eye. Because an ex, you know, first of all, an ex is an ex for a reason. And two, the term ex implies that there was some kind of romance, some kind of intimacy previously with each other. And it's like that door never truly gets completely closed, you know, under most circumstances. So it's playing with fire.
I got cut off. But yeah, it's still a choice. Like, I hear you guys saying that it's a different scenario, you know, because of the kids, but you're not really obligated to talk to the person. You still can have no contact with the person and still deal with your children. But like I said, in most cases, people don't do that. They actually still have contact with the ex who they have children with. So it's the same, it's the same dynamic. You just threw some kids in there. You just threw a life in there. That's it. And it's still a choice. A maturity choice, really. All right. Mwah.
Yeah. Yeah. The thing with that was we went to court. So it was still it wasn't a stand at the window and have a conversation. We went to family court. And I don't know, like I said, state by state is different. All the child support laws are not the same in each state. Yeah. So the thing about it is, at the end of the day, I probably could have had that happen at the end. But for me, we broke up. Like I said, it was rocky at first because we were both being childish. But then it ended up being we saw common ground. And from there, we got along. But that doesn't change as far as my mindset of if I don't have any attachments to another person, kid or no kid, even if it's by choice or not by choice or whatever, I still don't spend the block on a relationship. I just don't, because an ex is what it is, an ex. Some people can break up 5 years down the road, get back together, get married. People can get a divorce just to get remarried again. I don't knock those people, but for me, that's just me. Like, I'm not going to change my mindset on it. It's just, I'd rather not. I don't see the point of it, really.
Yeah.
I just don't see the point of being, I don't see the point.
So it's cool. You know, everybody's got the different perspectives and how they feel mm-hmm. about, you know, how that should be handled. So it's all good, you know?
That's why I said, I'm not.
Whatever floats your boat.
Me and Roe to be brothers. Yeah. He says it's weird. I don't think it's weird. I just, it's not me.
Just the way you want to move.
Exactly.
What's going on, men of science? Just chiming in. I'm sure you went through a great deal of information. My apologies for the absence. In regards to the topic, gentlemen, is there any way or any scenario where if you have a child, let's say you're married, you have a child or children, you're not seeing eye to eye, but you know, you both can agree that both of you working in concert is in the best interest of the child. Is there any scenario where you could duke it out and then once the child becomes grown, then you go on your separate ways? Maybe buy a bigger house, you stay upstairs, she stay downstairs. Maybe buy a house on buy you a plot of land, you have a house in the back. Is there any scenario where you can make it work if we know that it's going to benefit the child?
Gerard?
I guess. I don't know. Like, me and my ex wasn't married, so I guess. I don't know. I would think so, probably. I don't know though. See, it would help if the other people were still, are they even still, oh, they still muted.
Hey, wait.
See, there, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, there they go.
Y'all ain't saying nothing. Hey.
Y'all talking so.
Any other time, me and Callie and Ro can't get nothing in. Not tonight. Hey, ain't got nothing else to say.
Hey, we let y'all got it in tonight. We've been enjoying listening. We can't believe it. Y'all been handling this thing.
You know what? You know what?
Yeah.
I'm gonna play it.
No, that's not my name, sir.
I apologize. Casanova.
That's not my name either.
That's not his name either.
That is not my name either. That's not my name either.
Rudolph Valentino.
No, it's Gerard.
It's
Gerard.
Gigolo Gerard. Hey, but we have enjoyed y'all. Hey, we've been listening. Him said we've been enjoying you. Thank you. The philosopher said thank you. We've been enjoying y'all. Yep. Kelly,
all right, we got two more messages.
Baby. You love me.
We still got two more messages before
right,
we close.
I love you.
JP, just mute back out. Just mute back out. We got two more messages.
And look, Gerard. Gerard. Huh? Look. Yeah. I got JP's number. I can say hi to JP respectfully. He can say hi to me respectfully.
Okay y'all, was he an ex?
Yeah, but he's kind of ex, though.
No, but I mean, but he's the opposite sex. But he's also the opposite sex.
No, that's not what we're saying. No, but that's not what we're saying. What we said was the topic was an ex.
All right. Back
now,
to the mess.
So you just talking about just having people phone number. All right, that's different. But you said an ex. We
still got time. Some people in misinterpret.
We got Dreamy.
It depends on the situation. So, for example, I never had kids, right? I never been married. I've never been with a man who has children with an ex. So a lot of this are new experiences for me, if they ever were to happen. And nowadays, a lot of men have kids already. So how would I feel about my significant other being in contact with an ex? It depends. If they have children, it's for the child, you know, they have to, you know, I understand that completely. But if it's like just someone who wants to hang out with their ex and, you know, their friends and they watch movies together, I feel like that's unnecessary and I would dislike that. I would definitely not want to be with someone like that who has that type of mindset, because there will be other people who don't like that and I don't like that either. So we would agree more on the same type of mindset. Yeah. I'm sorry, but I'm a Scorpio. My perspective is like, why you gotta go chill with your ex? You can be chilling with me. I can be like six different people in one person. Like, I'm that type of vibe. So what do you need from your ex that I don't have? I don't see it. You know what I mean?
I did not know that, Dreamy. I'm a Pisces too, boy. We've got a little bit of all the signs in us. We could be the sweetest things, but we could bite your ass off too.
Oh man, my bad, Gerard. I don't call you Gerald and shit.
Gerard?
I don't know where I got that from.
Yeah, she's so not the only one. Everybody.
Let me give y'all a scenario. Y'all broke up, right? And you going for this company that is going to pay you at least about $40 an hour, right? You get to the company, you take the job, you get there, and your ex worked there. And now your ex is your manager.
Oh, hey.
And your ex is your manager. How will you respond to that? Huh? I want to know. Because these things happen, you know? I want to fucking know.
Well, I would.
Maybe you ain't got no choice but to talk to them up, like, because they're your manager. So how would you handle that situation? Inquiry minds would like to know. Thank you.
I would handle that. This is how I would handle that situation. My business hours is from 8 to 5. So if the schedule is 8 to 5, 9 to 6, whatever, 10 to 7, I can talk to someone on a professional level, work related. Have no problem with it.
No, don't you
but that's the extent of it. That's the extent of it. Like I said, I never said I would never. I said if I see the person, I would speak. I will hold a conversation right there. But me having the number to call them, no, I don't do that. So I wouldn't have a problem working for, if it's $40 an hour or whatever, I wouldn't have a problem working for that person. Because it's gonna be business related. I'm pretty sure she's not gonna, you know, talk to me in the break room and be like, yeah, you remember when you had me twisted up like a pretzel? That's sexual harassment right there. So, I mean, I don't think that conversation's gonna happen.
Right. I agree with that. You don't go down those.
Yeah. So what I'm saying, so I wouldn't have no problem with it. $40 an hour? Hey, I ain't got no problem with that.
I'm going to tell you right now, that shit is 100% off limits, because the only other woman he's ever been with, he was only with for 8 months. We've been together for over 6. They don't have no children. She ain't got no fucking business in his DMs. Unless, of course, she wants a free boxing class. You could tell me,
dude. G-Man, y'all folks, I love you.
You know what
guys,
I think is really weird, though? So my husband, right, he don't entertain other females. He will hurt a bitch's feelings over me in a heartbeat. And the girl that he was with before me, they were together for 8 months, and this bitch cheated on him with another woman. It was fucking messy. Broke his heart. Anyway, we ended up together. Tell me why his cousin still has this girl as a friend on Facebook. Yeah. They don't have no children together. They were not even together a fucking year. Maybe I'm being petty, but bitch, what value do you bring? Why are you still affiliated with the family? And hell yeah, I'm salty because you hurt my old man and that affected our bond in the beginning. Ooh, I think it's fucking weird. It's weird as shit. And I don't like weird. I don't like weird and I call weird out real quick.
I can read ramifications of message. Why is she trying to add another wrinkle to it? She had another wrinkle to it.
Okay, let's see.
I like it though. I like it though. I like it though. I got an answer for it. But we got one from Coco.
Hey, shout out to the panel. Why are they still in contact with their ex? They're an ex for a reason. I agree with Dreamy. Like, unless you guys got kids together, then like, why are y'all still talking? Why? Yeah, I don't get it. So that's really, and I mean, I guess I can kind of understand, like, okay, you've known this person. Maybe you broke up amicably, but like, y'all can be cordial, but you don't need to be like homies, like hanging out, like for why.
Look, Coco, I can tell you from California, she keeps saying like, from the Bay Area, California, in the house. Go ahead.
Okay. And now you're in a new relationship, but you have to have your manager's number because you are right up under your manager and they need you to contact them about these contracts that are coming in that you are responsible for these $40 an hour. Now you got to call this manager. You feel me?
I think I'll just get unemployment.
How you going to handle that?
Hey, Ro. Hey, Ro. What? Hey, Ro. Ro said to get unemployment.
Unemployment. Hey, I heard
so you, okay. Okay, so now it says now I'm in a new relationship, but you have the manager's number. Because, okay. All right, how would I handle that? This is how I handle that. I'm in a new relationship. Okay, well, I would. This is what I would do. Once I got in there and found out that my ex, I'm going to be working under her, I'm going to change my contact information, and I'm going to give it to my person in my new relationship, and they just receive a message back to me. I ain't got to have no contact. Plus, I know if it's like my job, if I'm off the clock, and because I'm a manager, so if I'm off the clock, they can't talk to me once I'm off the clock.
Yeah.
You can't talk to me once I'm off the clock. You can't call me at home at 7 o'clock in the evening. You got to wait till the next business day. That's why I said my business hours is from 8 to 5. That was my business hours. Or I can do what my brother did and just get unemployment and not have to worry about it at all.
I'm not like even really concerned about like her trying to take him back because I already know he's repulsed by her. But it's insulting, bro. I've been around for 6 fucking years. We have 2 children together. We're married, own a house, own multiple businesses together. I'm so much more relevant. And this bitch ain't even in the state. And when I brought it up to her, I'm like, what the fuck? She's like, oh, she gave me condolences when my mom died. Girl, what? She was cordial with you, and it's worth it to you to keep this bitch around, even though I don't fucking like it, and I think it's rude. Yeah, no. That'd be weird as shit if my mom had my exes on her friends list, or my sister, or my fucking cousin. We don't rock like that around here. Shit.
All right. Well, this was a great topic.
Fantastic.
I came from Cali.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? But we're going to close this. We already close this out. So if the rest of them will unmute, so they, you know what? I don't even know if they want to do a final thought. They really wasn't part of the show. So, Cali, so this was your topic. We're going to let you go first on the final thought.
Well, thank you, Gerard, for letting me, you guys using this thought I had for a topic. I appreciate it. We got a lot of people in the audience. Dreamy, Ram, Frank, and Coco from California. Anyways, I appreciate y'all being down there, leaving messages. And shoot, we might need to have part 2 on this one.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah, because if ramifications going to keep coming back with these new added wrinkles to this whole scenario, we might need to. So, bro, you got a final thought?
No, not really.
Just that. You got one. It's weird.
That's it. We got another message before I ask them if they got one.
I keep hearing a lot of people say, you know, if they have kids, then it's okay. But, you know, them baby daddies and baby mamas be still smashing, right? So
there we go.
Is it really okay?
I'm surprised nobody said that earlier.
Because they do still be smashing. Mm-hmm. A lot of them still be smashing.
Yep.
And I hear you. You say that your business hours are from 8 to 5, but it's mandatory for you to be on call. This position comes with an on-call. You have to be on-call because of the contracts.
On-call.
Because of that 40. What you gonna do, huh? I love it.
Let me tell you something. This is what at this point, you got too many stipulations. I think what I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna have to not take this employment and go somewhere else. Because if I was able to get that job, I can get another one. So I think I'll have to, you know, bow out gracefully. That's asking way too much of me. If my business hours are 8 to 5, but I'm on call, yeah, I'm good. I'm good on that. I think I'm okay. I think I can move on from that one. Dell, G-Man, JP, y'all got a final thought?
You know we do.
I don't know how, but okay.
I don't know if I think him deserved to go first. So he been the quietest one of the group.
Shockingly.
Him, you go first. You know, him, because all I want to say is my baby Kelly still killing stuff, so I'm going to leave that alone.
No, him just got to be quiet. You know what I'm saying? Just watch what he say. That's all. Just watch what he say. So nobody don't think that it's a fucked up situation.
Why are we bringing it into this episode? That was the last episode.
Because him just fueled that time.
Why are we holding on to the past? That's the past.
I never hold on to the past. I just hold. Go ahead.
What happened, G-Man? Your dick shriveled up and he said that.
Go ahead. I got to be honest with you. I'm guilty. I have a few numbers from my past. Again, but I do everything in moderation. I know what I got. I value what I got. Like I said, again, my past don't hinder me. So like I said, if I decide to just say hello to an old ex, I'm good. We good. My wife knows I got these numbers because my phone is never locked. So again, we good.
But
we
you
good.
Know, but what old ex and all that stuff like that, it actually help out the situation.
It does.
You know what I'm saying? An old ex help, because guess what? You can see an old ex later on, and they'd be like, man, dang, bro, your gray beard look good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then you look, they got
gray sexy now. I don't care nobody say gray sexy.
Hey,
they got camel toe.
And
camel toe sexy.
Hey, oh, wow.
And I'm a male. And I'm not homosexual. And I'm looking at OG, old sexy chocolate with old gray beard.
We all got gray beards.
Mine ain't gray down.
But you dying yours.
I know.
you dying yours,
bro. Don't tell them that.
I ain't gonna let you.
I expect you to tell everybody else.
They
hear me.
Yeah, they can hear what you say.
You
just got to be strong in your relationships. Like I said, exes don't matter because they're just that, exes.
And I'm going to tell you like the country singer said, all of my exes live in Texas.
That's why I'm glad I live in Tennessee.
Yes, sir. I think that's what we
all right.
Fellas, fellas. Hey, we appreciate y'all. Philosopher. Hold on 1 minute, fellas. Philosopher. Dale. You need to come up here with the last word.
I'm saying
on our side. You always ended on us. You didn't do like you normally do.
What's that now?
Give them something for us. Look, on this end.
On this end, like I said, we truly appreciate all our listeners. Like I said again, and we got a lot of responses tonight.
we seem to get more responses when we talk about relationships. So maybe we'll lean more towards that direction. But at the end of the day, like I said again, be positive in your relationship. Exes are just that, exes. Don't let them, you know, like I said, don't let them old relationships handle what you got going on now. And if you ain't got nothing going on now, like I said, if you can't be the one you love, damn it, love the one you with.
All right. Well, my final thought of this episode was, it was a great show. Thank you, Callie, for the topic. I appreciate Ramification for the back and forth.
That's my girl.
In the end, I say, fuck that damn job. And I'll just get another one. Because that's just way too much. That's way too much to be dealing with somebody. But we appreciate everyone that listened tonight, everyone that will be listening to this episode later on. And we'll be back next week. And we're out.
All right, folks. Have a good one.
Fucking weird.